A 14-foot-long dinosaur sculpture, affectionately called Birdie, is missing from the Matanuska Valley Museum. The artwork was stolen from the museum during a break-in this summer, and its owners want it back. No questions asked. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Birdie is a 6-foot-high reproduction of a juvenile Albertosaurus. That's a real dinosaur, which is first cousin to the terrifying Tyrannosaurus rex. Carmen Summerfield, who's president of the Valley Arts Alliance, says Birdie is the creation of 5 artists, including herself.
So it's a dinosaur replica of an Albertosaurus. Those bones were found in northern Alaska, and we started off with an aluminum backpack frame, and then welded some more supports around that, and then we covered it with upholstery foam material. And then especially the head of the dinosaur, it moves the head, the mouth opens and the eyes light up and stuff. So that's really neat.
Birdie was born at Arctic Fires Bronze in Palmer a couple of years ago for the 2011 Valley Wearable Art and Runway Fashion Show.
One person can wear it and you strap the legs to your feet. So when you move with it, the nice thing is with the tail, there's a little bit of balance there, so it moves like it's a real thing. It doesn't come across as robotic.
The sculpture is brightly painted green and yellow and has since made the rounds of arts events and local fiestas, until July, that is, when Birdie was stolen from storage. Sherry Jackson, executive director of the Museum of Alaska Transportation and Industry in Wasilla, says Birdie was nabbed from a barn on the museum's grounds, and the evidence points to teenage vandals.
The morning of July 3rd, we had discovered some fire extinguishers had been expended in our parking lot. And so then we looked around and saw where the barn doors were open. There was some graffiti left on the parking lot and also inside my office.
And Birdie was gone. Jackson filed a vandalism report with the police, but says the dinosaur is still out there somewhere. Summerfield is offering 2 free tickets to the Alliance's next wearable art show in February as an inducement to finding Birdie's whereabouts. She says so far she's received no tips and no ransom note.
If they let us know where it is, you know, we can come and pick it up. You know, that's no problem, because that's probably part of the problem, too, is how do you transport it? If we can just get a tip of where it is, we'll pick it up.
Birdie is described as having glowing eyes and very white teeth. The whole 6-foot-by-14-foot dinosaur weighs in at about 35 pounds. Birdie would be hard to miss, and his creators miss him, too. I'm Ellen Lockyer.